Big Daddy. How you doing? And I do care.
Tom, how are you doing today?
Tom, how you doing, my man?
Tom, how's it going, man?
How you doing today?
How you doing today?
How you doing, man?
How's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. If something comes along that you want to do, do it. There is no security. Being a good boy, behaving properly, doesn't do you any fucking good. Nothing is guaranteed. Not your marriage, not your job, not your kids, not your safety, not anything. Too bad. Fuck you. The billboard that PETA put out. A fat chick in a bikini. And the ad says, save the whales. Lose the blubber. Go vegetarian. You big fat, fatty McFat fat. By giving people a really cheap-ass gift and pick up one of those tubes of Nestle Toll House cookies, put them in a bag, you say, Merry fucking Christmas, you asshole. Fuck you.
Mayor Rob Ford! It's for Christmas and some crack cocaine!
This is the judging promotion to tell you about the blessed! And the best day at the Zach Romney Show!
I'm the real Zach Romney. Seth Rogen had the Christmas machine. My Kinson was supposed to watch my show, but he couldn't find his seat.
This is Coralie Joyce Kistner.
Jimmy, get my cat. Get my cat off of there. Get my bucket. Get your grandma's cat off of there right now.
Hello, Mr. Tommy. It's Raina. Mr. Tommy, I forgot to clean one knob in your casa. Tu penny es muy rico.
You've been laying on my chest, baby. Google it.
I ain't got no kids. You know why?
Why?
I got a harder time finding a hole than Mike Kinson does finding the drop.
Hey, this is the Mike Kinson's voice of the voice.
It was Leo D'Amelio, Dino's cousin from Philly. For my cousin Dean, I'm going to make it a white Christmas, if you know nice. What I mean. And for Mike, he has to be in the best of WrestleMania. And don't worry, I'm sending it express, because unlike Mikey's drops, it'll arrive fucking on.
Ever since he was a young boy, he fondled big round balls. From West Hollywood to Burbank, he must have cut them all. I saw Dino blowing Paul Newman in the pool hall. That call screaming Dago sure plays a mean bocce ball.
Mike Kinson can't find it. The drop on time, that drop on time. In the district of Mar Vista lives a greasy Dago wop who gets type 2 diabetes if his swining doesn't stop. Debauchery galore with the pills and the cocaines left on the apartment floor with a trail of his shit stains. Joaquino sure likes them.
He left a trail of Dago droppings.
The rock star lines, those rock star lines.
It's the holiday season, and Zabransky has got a glass for infused vodka, though it tastes like ass. Gary's a great big bundle of gas when he's guzzling down the bourbon daub. He has wrestling on Betamax, that's in his nutsack, and lots of secondhand smoke for you and Sully. Sully, a beef jerky stick, cause chicken makes him sick. Chain smoking the whole Christmas tree. It's the holiday season. The Dean the Wop has the slippery cock. And don't forget Dean, which is in your sock. He's always ready to rock. He'll be snorting all the pills he found.
Hello, Tom. This is Alex from Norwalk.
Hey, Tom. This is Alex from Norwalk.
Hello, Tom. It's Alex from Norwalk. What do you get when you meet Suleiman and Jaden?
I don't know.
A retarded gangbanger that spray paints chain link fences. Thank you.
Hello, Tom. This is Alex from Norwalk. Mikey is on the 360, Dino's on the cocaine pills. Gary Zabransky thinks my songs are long, I'll make it
quick.
Yeah, Tom, this is Alex from Norwalk. What the fuck, all these people calling up trying to be like me?
Hello, Tom, this is Alex from Norwalk. Good to be Alex from Chino. I'm moving up now. What was the last thing to go through Paul Walker's mind as he was flying through the windshield at 100 miles an hour?
I don't know.
His asshole.
Did you hear who finally quit smoking?
No.
Paul Walker.
I always knew Paul Walker was gay. Turns out he was flaming.
Paul Walker likes his ladies, likes his car. Walker the better.
What's the difference between Michael Jackson and Paul Walker?
I don't know.
One was born black and died white. The other was born white.
This is Cartoon Kitty calling from my office at the New Normal Studio. What's the difference between Willie Nelson and Paul Walker?
I don't know.
Paul Walker just can't wait to get off the road again.
Harrison.
Oh, no.
He'll expire as he roasts in the fire. Lit up like a torch and trapped in his Porsche. Paul Walker's in a fatal auto crash.
What up, nigga? This is Jaden from Oakland, California, nigga. What's up, nigga?
Got any material, nigga?
Oh, you better not be a punk bitch and admit defeat and raise that white flag. Do not represent yourself in divorce court. Adam Sack's attorney will not come. Why, if I can't read my own writing, motherfuckers is all coming.
He knows if you've been sucking dick, so suck dick for goodness sake. Hey. Start licking the balls and sucking the dick. Make sure you use both hands and make some noise. Santa dick is coming in your mouth.
How do you know a Jew is at a football game?
I don't know.
He leaves after the coin toss.
If you take an oriental person and spin him around several times, does he become disoriented?
What's a specimen?
I don't know.
An Italian astronaut.
Hello, this is Waden.
Yeah. Waden!
You know Dino and Mikey and Suri and Foco. Jaden and Waden. Adam and Gustavo, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Gary the Red Dick Reindeer has a very shiny dick, and if you ever saw it, it would probably make you sick. All of the other reindeer used to rap and call him names. They wouldn't rap his buddy Dino, nor Dinny of the cocaine. Then on 12-12-2013, Tom came to say, Gary, with your dick so bright, won't you guide my Tesla tonight? Then all of them tear up him as they shouted out with grief. Tomorrow night in Casa Cabo, we'll go down in history.
Okay, let's go.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
What the hell is that shit?
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
You dick.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. The Tom Likas Show, brought to you in part by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. This holiday season, think Mangrates. Click on that Mangrate banner at blowmeuptom.com. Get their holiday special. And pretty soon, the griller in your life will be grilling like a pro, guarantee. It's Mangrate. Well, thank you for tuning into the Hair of the Dog edition of the Tom Likas Show, where some of us are going to try to relieve our hangover symptoms by simply rolling over to the fridge and seeing what we got. Who sent us all that beer that's out there? Some of our listeners sent us a bunch of beer. Who was that? Do we know? Dane?
One of them was Gooks and the Qingdao. I don't know what... I forget who dropped off the... that case of something.
Like Seattle area beers, like Widmer Brothers and Red Hook.
What a nice sample.
I think there's a Sam Adams sample pack is what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Fabulous.
Did you get one?
I forget
yet?
Who that was. Somebody just walked up to the door and gave it to us, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Whoa.
Wow.
Is that just in my head?
I don't know.
That's what my whole morning has been like.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Here's how late we were out last night. Gary and I were driving on Hollywood looking for a place to eat. And at 1:45 a.m., we got turned down at Greenblatt's next to the Laugh Factory. So we had to roll on down to Cantor's, which has that that amazing crowd that is there all night long, the 89-year-old waitresses and the, and the crowd of eccentrics. And now so many things are closed late at night. You know, Greenblatt's was once open late at night, and you used to have Damiano's, Mr. Pizza. That's gone now, and a bunch of other places that used to be open at night are gone. So Cantor's pretty much rules the roost at night in the Hollywood area as far as eccentrics. Wactoids who are out at 2 in the morning looking for food. It's pretty wild. But what a party. If you know, you don't take my word for it. Look at what they're saying about this party on Twitter and Facebook. You know, usually anything we do, the trolls are all over it saying it was a piece of shit or I'm a liar or whatever bullshit they say. Even the trolls have not attacked this party. I mean, it's 100% positive as far as I can see. No negatives, nothing. Everybody had fun, and what a night. I mean, just to be there to see Wayden singing on stage, and then to hear, it's one thing to see him singing on stage, and it's another thing to hear a crowd of people from as far away as Boston or Seattle singing along with him, like they knew his lyrics to these songs, where he takes popular songs and he writes them with his own lyrics. The audience was singing with him. I mean, forget radio. I don't think in my entire life I've ever seen anything like this. For example, everything that happened on stage, the jokes were so inside. Like if a complete stranger wandered in from, you know, another planet or maybe somebody who's never heard this show before, they would have no idea what was going on. It was like in its own language. It was like Klingon, for Christ's sake. Every joke, every punchline, every parody song, the audience got the joke, but I think anyone outside of the P1s would be stumped. I'm not complaining. I think it was fantastic to have this room of people where we all got it. No one else had to get it. Fantastic. What a turnout last night. A line into the street. We were not planning to keep you in line just for that purpose. It's just that we had an 8 o'clock or start time, and that's when they opened the doors. But we got everybody in pretty quickly, I do believe. And it was pretty wild, all the people we saw. Many of the people we saw I've never met in person before, some of which we met at the last party back in April. But it was pretty wild. Mikey, this was your first exposure to this. What did you think about this?
Oh, it was great. You know, I have to say, though, talking about Wayden, he...
hello, this is Wayden.
He ended up... It was like a disappointment, and then it turned into awesomeness, because it's almost like I almost wanted him to be, like, off the rails and insane. Totally cool guy. Totally decent, you know, fun to hang out with guy. And I thought he was going to be, you know, oh, this guy's going to be off his nut. Not at all. And he got up on stage. He worked the crowd. He was awesome. He did a great job. But, yeah, just, and, you know, just the fact there's so many people there. And, you know, I mean, I made a line about, you know, I got up at the beginning and I started talking in the mic and saying, you know, something about, like, you know, not everything I do technically is a fuck up. And and then people started going, and here we go. And here we go. I was like, oh, shit, they get it. It didn't matter.
Unbelievable.
How obscure the references were. They got it.
I know. It was crazy. And I did with all the people who wandered in last night, it was pretty crazy. Dean's good friend, the producer of Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tom Danheiser was there.
Yay.
With his, yes. They were there last night.
Yay.
Did you talk to Mr. Danheiser about...
No, I didn't. No? I was more focused on his girl because that was the first time I had seen...
Oh, you'd never met her?
No, that was the first time.
Yes.
And I was having a... We had an excellent conversation. I showed him... there's an opportunity to send in real time. You can send George Norrie a text during the show, and I showed Danheiser because Danheiser reads them. It's his job to read the text.
Yeah.
So I showed him over the period of like the last year how many texts I send through that he reads them while he's on the air.
You're sending texts to
Tom Danheiser. Well, yeah.
George
Norrie. But I know Tom reads them first. That's why I mess with him. So I showed him all the ones I'm messing with him on.
Did you send him the one asking why he didn't show up that day when he was supposed to be a guest?
No.
He sent a text right to him.
George, where the fuck are you?
I let that go. I felt very good last night. Like, I didn't want to, you know, fuck anything up. I really, believe me.
A couple pills into it.
No. I was just, you guys have to understand, like, George Norrie to me, like, I really liked the whole Coast to Coast thing, and I was really let down at that they kind of put us on the back burner there. Like, you can't do that. You can't get my height, you know, go to these heights and then only to suffer the lows of him not showing up. I was pissed off. I'm all right now. Waden made everything better.
He did.
I told a lot of the pictures I took, the handful of pictures I took last night were of Timpson because it was his first experience with something like this. And just to have him get up and perform 7 minutes of this Christian Mingle guy,
yeah,
it was unbelievable.
Christian magician.
Yeah.
I mean, Christian magician.
Yeah.
It's nice to prepare something to perform live and then have your friends and coworkers shitting on you while you're doing it.
Hey, I never shit on you.
Do you know when I sat on the stage and did a blow-by-blow as he was performing his act?
I'm pulling out my best Alex from Norwalk jokes.
But you have to understand, we didn't know if you were serious or not.
You know what it was? I figured out how to make a balloon animal for this thing.
Which is amazing, dude.
And
how long did that take?
To figure it out?
Yeah.
A minute. It's just twisting.
To tie a dog balloon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well...
And I was up there, and you guys brought up poor Zach Waldman.
Now I tell you, I was up in the VIP area talking to clients and what have you, and I didn't get a chance to see Zach's performance.
Well,
what happened?
That's the thing, that he didn't do a stage performance. He never really intended to. Everybody assumed that he would, and I still don't understand why he didn't, but you know how he is. He likes that close proximity kind of magic.
Right. But if you say magician to any other normal person,
they want
you
rabbits.
Picture David Copperfield and you to get up there, you even fucking Carrot Top. He at least gets
make
up
Dino
and does
disappear
something.
Or some shit like
right.
that.
Right.
Soft focal lens and half.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you would think if you brought him up and say, hey, can you do a trick for the guy, for everybody? We're all real excited for you. And he looks at us and says, no. What?
But he had been circulating the room the whole night and doing tricks and blowing people away, by the way. I mean, it was like nuts. You know, he'd just go from one corner to the next, and everybody that he did tricks for were blown away. But then, so we called him on stage. He was reluctant, but then he attempted to do a trick, and I think everybody in the front row was so fucked up drunk that it just sort of fell on its face, and it fizzled.
You aborted?
We aborted. Yeah.
I think abortion is legal.
So he said, next time tell him so he can bring his props.
I thought that was the whole idea.
Right. You were going to be performing. So it was just
what
a matter of...
Does he have like a trunk of things?
I guess.
He's like Gallagher?
I saw him with a briefcase of things last night. I didn't see him with a trunk.
Well, Tom, apparently
every magician
like
has a briefcase.
I'm a magician!
So, yes, he is a magician, but he's known as a close proximity magician, and don't you dare ask him to get up and perform in a big stage.
Well, but he did perform. He just performed
in small
groups.
Quietly in small groups, yeah.
You know, I didn't know how he was going to perform, so I kind of, threaded the needle. I just said he'll be performing.
Right. Well, the answer to that question, he performed very well, just not on stage.
Okay. Right.
Right.
All right. Now, was there anything on stage I missed last night when I was not actually on stage? What was going on? I see pictures of Adam Sachs with the Lykettes. Number of those are posted online. What
yeah,
was that
we
like?
We called Adam to stage and had him explain the raffle that he was running. It was he was raffling off some Hustler magazines that featured articles on you. He had the Talking Ann Coulter doll, the Dr. Talking Laura. Dr. Laura doll,
and
some crazy shit. He had like memory Yay. Sticks that he was. There was like I think he gave away a collection of Tom Likas shows, like throughout the years, his own personal collection of illegally obtained bootleg Tom Likas shows.
Yeah, Yay. plus the movie.
And wait, what was he doing? He was selling raffle tickets?
Yes.
And this was to benefit whom?
I think this was to pay for the Likettes.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Those whores are expensive.
I had no idea.
Oh. And they were all right last night. He did a good job.
I'm sure the bookkeeping is right on the money.
Oh, no doubt. Mm-hmm. He's the Hebrew Hammer, man.
I betcha. It's all good.
Hammer time!
You know, love your rolls.
Lugs didn't cost me anything.
Exactly.
The company.
That's what I was thinking.
But he appeared to be having a good time.
Yep. He was able to corral cats. You know, all those girls seemed to be, off in their own worlds, all of them.
It seemed he had a very hard time getting them all to come down to the stage. I remember them kind of sitting around up in the VIP area, like...
Right.
Just kind of staring into space.
Exactly. And you have to give him credit for, like, literally, like, snapping everybody into shape and going, get down here and perform. That's what I'm paying you.
Well, that's why there was a little miscommunication because, if you recall, Tom, earlier in the night, I had said to Adam, why don't you hold the girls up here? And then we'll do, like, you know, we'll do a little showmanship. We'll have them all come down and
create them out.
Yeah, have it be a big deal.
Right.
But I got caught up doing other shit. And so Adam just kept the girls up there. He never paraded them down or never came to me and said, hey, is it time yet or what's the deal? So, yeah, they were sitting around up there for like an hour, twirling their hair and shit.
I wonder what rate they were being paid. Like, was it by the hour, by the evening?
I think it was just
flat
one chunk,
fee, right?
Flat
yeah.
fee.
Okay.
They didn't get a piece of the door ring.
I just kept wondering, how much were they paid to sit here?
Right, exactly.
Trying to get free drinks at the bar, huh?
Yeah. Adam was just doing what he was told, which was to wait, right. And we'll do like a big thing. But he
was trying hard to get his raffle thing going. I mean, he was really hustling to try to collect the cash and get people involved. And he was trying to be as excited as possible on the mic. And he was to put his own thoughts in about Likas 101 and how it's important and stuff like that. So he was hustling, sweating, and having a good time. So he was. He was serious, like, trying to get this thing going. And
have we figured out... Now, I've seen a... There's a big photo on my Facebook page of Adam there with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
There were, like, six Likettes, as far as I can see. And every picture I see of him at the two parties we've done, he is sweating like a pig. What the fuck is going on?
He works hard.
That's what I'm saying. He runs around like crazy. But you're right. You know what, Tom? Maybe a doctor knows to call him.
Have you been consulting with him? Maybe. What have you been doing back there?
No, he doesn't party like me.
I don't know I don't know if he parties at all. I'm just saying. It was pretty cool. You know, it was cold in Burbank last night. Not as cold as the night before, but it was cold. And there's Adam Sachs on stage, like 10 feet from the front door, sweating like a pig. What was that?
Because I probably know him a little better than you guys. No. He's just a naturally sort of hyper guy, and he never really relaxes, especially in an environment like that. He just never relaxes. He's always, like, just a little too jacked up.
Ham attack.
He has worked.
People make fun of me for having the studio so cold, but it's a good thing we do, because I'd hate to see him sweating like that in here. Seriously.
Yeah, no, by the time he usually gets here to do, his feature, he's been in court all day. He's probably, he's just drained.
Right.
Sometimes he comes here, he falls asleep on the couch.
Yeah. Oh, my. I wonder if he sweats in court. I'm just curious.
No,
I mean, I know, nobody works harder than he does, and nobody's a bigger fan of the show than he is. Holy cow. Okay. He's a big-time fan. I'm just, obviously, as we've gotten to know him better, I'm worrying about it.
He'll be okay.
We have to have a conversation with him.
Do you want me to call a general practitioner and just kind of ask what the effects of sweating, what they're from?
Call Dr. Armani.
I will.
I don't think we need to do that. I think what we need to do is just have a talk with Adam and just make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
That's all.
Coming from physical specimens like yourselves, yeah, I'm sure that it would be taken very well.
Look, physical specimen like myself, I'm not sweating like a pig out there.
Me neither. But I that's because I'm other things. I'm just kidding. Not really.
You're taking pills to not sweat?
Right. They have those, by the way. Seriously, when you come off your opiate binge, you can take
more pills.
Yeah, yeah. To not sweat.
Right. Uh-huh. Perfect.
Yay.
Understood. You know a lot about this.
What are we doing?
What the hell are we doing?
Jesus.
Although, I'll tell you what, though, Tom is right about the feedback moving away from Adam sweating sacks. He's right. The feedback had been all positive, which is a rarity because people just they'll bitch about anything. It's nope, not last night, man. Not one.
No.
Not one. Zero.
It's pretty wild. I'm kind of blown away by it. And obviously, because I didn't really stand up one more time at the end and thank everybody. My God. Thank you to everybody. Everybody there had some skin in the game. They were either subscribers or they bought tickets. And then there were about 10 people who won tickets. But the rest of them all had. And by the way, the people who won tickets, they barked like a dog is what they did. They called in and contributed to the content kitty when we won them.
Uh-oh.
And that was all good. So what can I say but thank you? And it was one of the most amazing events I've ever been at. This is, for people who have not been to the two parties we've done as the New Normal, this is nothing like the parties we used to do. It is a totally different animal. And the reason it's a totally different animal is because there's no looky-loos or hangers-on or anything. These are all intensely P1 fans of the show. No P2s, no P3s. These are all P1s. And the amazing part about it is how many people wanted to get to me. They had something specific that they wanted to tell me. One guy whispered in my ear. Here's what he said. He said, he came up to me, like muscled his way to the front and got up to me and he said, "I'm an illegal alien. I just want to thank you for everything. I will always support you." And then he was done. He walked away. Another guy came up and said that I will always be remembered in his music, and he wants me to know that. It was like all these intensely personal things that people wanted to say, one after another. And, you know, back in the old days, you know, you had the broken bottles and you had the people throwing up and the people being thrown out and the people fighting. We did not have one incident that I know of last night or in April.
There was some broken glass. Remember when you were getting off the stage last night? I was telling you, watch out because there was a busted glass on the floor. But it wasn't out of anger.
Nobody intentionally.
No, it wasn't out of anger. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Exactly. So, it's just a different experience, you know, when you limit the attendance to the people who really love the show and you just kind of carve out all of the looky-loos and the hangers-on and the people who wanted to cram into the VIP area who had no business being there that we used to have to tolerate all the time. This was a wreck, by the way, a little peek behind the curtain here of what it was like in the radio business. When we would do some of these events, they would set up a VIP area, and the purpose, at least for me, the stated purpose of the VIP area was when I went to a break in the show, I needed a place to decompress. You know, I'm performing out there, and I was performing for 4 hours every time we did one of those shows. So I needed a place to go and kind of decompress. Well, the radio station said, yes, 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 we understand. And then they constantly let people into the VIP area. It was chicks that people in the sales department were trying to bang, or hot chicks who worked in the sales department. It was cousins of the owner of the venue, cousins coming up. And that, by the way, the cousins are just like the listeners. You know, they're fans, and they just want to talk about how they're fans. And the thing is, when you're working, no offense, I love having fans, and I love the people, you know, seem to like what we do. But when I'm performing, I just need to be able to, like, breathe. maybe take a swig out of a drink or something and decompress, and you got people coming up to you, hey, can you come over here and pose for pictures with my 17 brothers and sisters? We're just going to get one picture for each, okay? We're going to do this real fast, okay? it was insane. At one point, the VIP area was so crowded, I couldn't navigate my way to the stage out of the VIP area because there were so many people in there. So, you know, we had to, like, have a super VIP area so you wouldn't offend people by saying, hey, you're not a VIP. So then we had to have, like, a limited VIP area for the real, real super VIPs so the other people could stay in a bullpen adjacent to me without actually being able to get in my way. It was insane. Now, last night, what was fun about it, and also in April, is that we didn't have to do a show. So rather than having to perform in front of a crowd, I could be in the crowd, which was great. Met a lot of people, saw a lot of people who I recognized from their calls to the show. Just being in front of a crowd of people who are that fanatical about what we do was very enjoyable because, frankly, I would rather not be in front of a bunch of disinterested salespeople and disinterested cousins who they were told to tag along, and then they come in and they don't get any of the jokes. They don't understand what we're doing, and they're kind of getting pissed off at what we're doing. You know how many times I get into arguments with fucking waitresses who are single mothers, and they're coming up to you and saying, you're not that funny. You think you're funny. You're not that funny. You know, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm paying your fucking salary today. You know what I'm saying? If I weren't here, bringing hundreds of people in here, you wouldn't be making any fucking money at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what, lady? I'm sick of that bullshit. So now when we do these parties, they are a pleasure. They're fun, and they really are parties. At least for me, they are. You know, we have a lot of preparation in advance of a party like that. But kind of cool to walk out there and know that all I have to do is shake hands and kiss babies. There were no babies, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, all right, it's the Hair of the Dog edition of WAP, Wide Open Phones on the Tom Likas Show. Anything, of course, goes here, anything at all. And I make you my Friday promise, and that is that I will stay here until you stop calling. But when you do stop calling, that's when I'm going to ski down. Okay, so you can call us right now. By the way, if you're at the party, I would love your firsthand report. And you know why I want it? Because I want all the people who didn't go to the party to hear what they missed. You see some photos on our Facebook page, and there are some people who just said, wait till next time, nothing's happening. Right. What did they miss? What did they miss? This was a one-of-a-kind event. It really was. Here's our telephone number, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
This holiday season, think Mangrates. Mangrates are 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates that you use with your existing grill. These heavy-duty grilling grates deliver exactly what you need to achieve that steakhouse flavor you've been looking for. And those perfect grilling marks. No more flare-ups, no more dry meat, guaranteed. Hundreds of Likas listeners have already put Mangrates to the test. Take advantage of their Tom Likas Show holiday special today. Just click through the banner at blowmeuptom.com, and as a bonus, every order comes with a heavy-duty Mangrate grilling brush. Order today, and the griller in your life will be grilling like a pro, guaranteed. Just click through the banner at blowmeuptom.com. It's Mangrates.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now, or we'll pee on your rug. They pee on your fucking rug. Peed on my fucking rug. Find us at newnormalrock.com and apps like TuneIn. They peed on your fucking rug. No ballots, no bras, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
New normal rock.
You know, I've been preaching Likas 101 for years now. But some of you have fallen off the wagon or thought you knew more than the professor. And now you're facing off against a cold-hearted bitch who wants to take you for everything you've got, and on top of that, screw up your relationship with your kids. You know you need a lawyer. Don't be a fool. Call Adam Sachs now, 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself. Don't be a pussy and let her walk away with the whole store. Fight back and use an experienced attorney that you can trust and has long supported our show and his teachings. As an attorney in court nearly every day, Adam knows that people like you are struggling with this tough economy. Even if you're dealing with financial issues, he'll take your case. And he promises to work out an affordable monthly payment plan. No matter what your financial circumstances are, you can afford Adam Sachs as your lawyer. 800-340-7320. In his 20 years of standing up for guys in the hostile area of family law, he's gotten countless men full custody of their children, protected men from outrageous and unfair child support and vagina money payments, and best of all, he never gives up, never runs from a fight. He'll even give you his cell phone number so he can always be reached. Call this number, 800-340-7320. Adam Sachs, it's time to man up. 800-340-7320. The Don Liga Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, here we are at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's the Hair of the Dog edition of WAP, wide open phone, 901-3000-866. Here's Phil in Los Angeles on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Phil.
Oh, my God, man. I'm still hungover. It's unbelievable. I had to come into work at 6 o'clock this morning, but it was well worth it, though, man.
Oh, tell everybody what they missed, because even I can't see everything that's going on.
It was absolute pandemonium, particularly, at the entry. Zach Wallman was there doing great tricks and getting everybody high at the same time.
Yeah.
Art Webb was there for maybe 5 minutes until Yoko Ono pulled a sleeve and got them out of there. I literally saw that. She was yanking on dude's arm. But we all knew that would happen. Waden was off the charts. Foco Liz was there doing her thing. And the crowd was nuts. It was great. It was great meeting you guys. And I never knew what Mike Timpson looked like until, I always picked him as a big fat dude since he's on radio and likes wrestling. But he's dude is super cool. Dino, all the guys, you guys rock, and that whole party rock. The only thing that really pissed me off was how soon a lot of people were leaving. Like, just gone. You know, it's like, if this is a P1 party, you need to be there till the end.
Yeah, it was a school night for many people. They had to work on Friday. And I understand that part, and I understand the DUI concerns and all that, and I'm sure that played into it, but I haven't heard any negatives from those people or any people. Everybody seemed to have a great time.
Yeah, I had to work too. I'm not an excuse for other people, but I have a feeling some of those guys were also being called in from headquarters. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Wifey Poo was on the phone. You better get home right now or else. I'll bet you at least half of these motherfuckers were on that trip. But other than that, it was awesome. I can't wait till the next one. And for both of you pussies who couldn't come out, fuck you. You know, you missed a great, great fucking time. And,
yeah.
And I also got to give props to the bartenders, because they were making all those drinks strong, just the way I like it. So.
Yes.
Big ups to everybody. Loved every second of it.
So glad you came, Phil. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And could you, fuck it, just blow me the fuck up.
Yep, you know I can. Here you go. Tom is our telephone number. Ramiro on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, what up, Tom?
Not much. Bell Gardens checking in. What can we do for you?
Oh, no, man. I just wanted to tell you, man. We're at the Safari Inn.
And, you're there now, or you stayed last night at the Safari Inn?
Yeah, we checked in last night about 8:30. Then we rolled over to Casa Cabo like at 9:15, 9:30.
Yeah.
Got there, checked in, had a shot of Añejo, had a Newcastle, you know, got things going. Then talking to Mike Timpson, Gary, Art Webb.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
I love that. Did you have a good time?
I had a blast. I don't even remember how I got back to the room.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
Man, I met you, too. I took a picture with you, man.
Cool. How great is
that? Yeah, it was cool, man. You were on your phone. What kind of phone you have?
I have an HTC One, yeah.
Yeah, you were on the second floor. We're right there ordering beer, shots. Yeah, I met Coco Liz. It was cool. I met Wayden.
They were all cool, huh?
Oh, shit.
They were fun. And the funniest thing was seeing people singing along with Foco and with Wayden. That to me was like, that was the best moment of the evening. Every time somebody sang it, everybody knew the songs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's one thing for her to go up and sing that. It's another thing for the people in the crowd to be singing along. That was the best part.
Yeah, not even. I even hit up Gary for some cocaine, but hit him up for an A-bot. He's like, oh, I'll get back to you.
I smelled a lot of weed in there, I will tell you that. A lot.
Yeah, you guys are probably art, huh?
Yeah, I know. But, I don't mind that. I'm cool with that.
Man, that Añejo, that house tequila, man, that shit was fucking bomb.
Isn't that amazing? I was telling you about that all week. It comes right out of the barrel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that shit was like honey.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't even know Chaser.
By the way, they were great with us, Casa Cabo. They treated, I think, the listeners well. They treated everybody like a guest. And people were drinking and just having a great time. And the amazing thing is when you get a crowd together like that, you could always have a problem. You could always have a fight. You could always have people throwing up. I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, everyone was friendly. Yeah, you're right. It's because like, everyone's drinking, but not everyone's cool.
It seemed that way anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I kind of forgot. I don't know. After midnight, I kind of don't know what happened.
I love that. Now, for people who did not go to the party, would you recommend they go to the next one?
Man, they missed out, man. That shit was... I felt like part of a family. Like a true P1, you know?
It wasn't like a normal radio station party because everybody was so into what was going on.
Yeah. And you were even saying, like radio would never do this.
They wouldn't even know how to do this. They would not know how to do it.
Yeah, it was a good vibe. It was like we were, like, chilling, like, with your friends, that people you never even met, but, like, everything's cool, you know?
Well, we have this, you know, again, by having this kind of a conversation, people calling in and talking to us all the time, it just feels like a big group of, it's a club, it's a family, it's bigger than just a call-in show, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it. So anyone who didn't go, like, they just missed out. And I'm not even exaggerating.
Well, I love it. Hey, Ramiro, thank you so much for coming to Burbank. It was great to see you last night.
Oh, yeah, great city, man. And that hotel, that shit was cool, too, man. Like, nice rooms.
Did you ask me for a recommendation? Because several people did, and I recommended the Safari Inn. Did you, or did you just pick it on your own?
Yeah, well, I heard you talking about it, like, probably like a week before the show. You were talking about it. So it was really nice right there. Really recommend it to anyone.
I love it. Safari Inn in Burbank. Absolutely. All right, Ramiro, thank you so much for calling in.
You know what you want. This is the show that tells you how to get it. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. Especially when Dino takes a hot sauce challenge.
Let me catch my fucking breath.